Just say I love the Lord this morning. I appreciate the spirit that I can feel. We could have left out of here. I promise you, I didn't come this way to preach. I didn't come this way not to, but had a desire to get this way, I guess. And the Lord put you Mountain View upon our heart, I guess, early in the week. And I don't ever tell Bailey anything. I don't. I try. I'll be honest with you. I don't tell her where we're going. I'm the Sunday school teacher at Stoners for one of the classes, and I don't even tell them till the morning of that I'm not going to be there. I want to make sure I'm doing what I need to do for the Lord. And I don't know this morning. I appreciate everything that's been said, everything that's been done this morning. You don't know how good it is to be able to just feel the Spirit. I've been where that brother's at. I'll be honest with you today. But I want to say one thing. The church ain't against us. I'm going to be honest with you today. It's not. I love a church that'll pray for you when you're down. And I love a church that'll rejoice with you when you're up. I'm going to be honest with you today. I love my home church. I do, where I'm a member at. But it's good to get somewhere sometimes where you're not the only one that you know. I think a lot of times about Elijah over there in the cave over there. Well, I ain't got nobody that'll stand with me, but the Lord told him, said, I still got 7,000 that ain't bowed a knee. This morning I'm going to tell you what, today if you're in a cave and you feel all alone, there's still 7,000 that ain't about a need of the world this morning. Yes, sir. This morning, I don't know if I'll read or not. I don't. I'm about too full to preach this morning. Glory. This morning, it's been a while since I felt like this. Today, I'm just going to be honest with you for just a minute. You're going to have to bear with me. I'll try to get to the reading if maybe I can today, but we're going to be in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and I got a strange thought, I guess. Maybe the Lord gave it to me today, earlier, I guess, last week, maybe the week before last, this morning, and I ain't done much studying on it. I try not to let it get worms today. I try to just let it come in. And if the Lord wants me to preach it, well, He'll give me what I need today. But I'm going to tell you what. Today I got maybe just one word, one verse, maybe a couple more. But the 10th chapter of Hebrews, very familiar scripture. It says, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. And I'm going to read a definition if I can. I wrote it down. I don't know how you feel about it, but nevertheless, this is what I got. It says, I looked up the definition of a shadow today, and I'll give you my thought here in just a minute. But it says a shadow. When an object blocks a light source, creating a dark area where the light cannot pass through. Today, if I had a thought today, it would be living in a shadowless day. Today, that's what my thought is. Today, living in a shadowless day. Today, I know there's scripture in the Bible that talks about the men of the scripture asking the Lord to keep them in their shadow. I know that today, but I'm going to tell you what today. This morning, if you got something blocking the light, get out of the way. Today, we ain't the children of the night. We're the children of the day. Let the light shine through. Get some faith out of your life. And let the Lord work on you. Today, yes, sir. I know this morning we've had a shouter down. I shout the house down. I'm going to morning. I don't know. Some people may not have that today, but I know what the Lord showed me. When He gave me that scripture, He gave it to me. Friday night of association. This morning, sitting there on the bench, about living in the shadow of sin. Said it earlier. You can wait for the Lord to do more if you want to. But what I'm telling you is I'm living in a shadow of sin. Yes, sir. The law was a shadow of good things to come. Yes, I am. But I told you, I read you this scripture here about an object. When an object blocks a light source, creating a dark area. Yes, sir. That's where a lot of Christians are living today. They put themselves between the light and the love of God. Today, creating a dark area around it. This morning you say, well, I don't have nothing. Well, were you able to shout and cry? Raise your hand up when everybody else was. Or were you just looking around thinking, how are they able to do that? Why are they doing that? Maybe it's you this morning that needs to get some things out of your life. Brother, I too was running late this morning. I was. I told you I don't tell my wife nothing. But we were sitting there. I had to get the kids something to eat on the way over. I woke up late this morning. She asked me where we were going this morning. I didn't say nothing to her. This morning I said, we got to go. We got to go. I'm driving kind of. I get behind the slowest one on the way here. I'm all frizzled. I'll try to get around her. This morning, you know what the Lord kept telling me? I'll be the light. I'll be the light. I didn't say that to my wife. She didn't know what the Lord was saying to me. While I'm on it, let me just run this track for just a minute. They sung that song that says, I love His voice. He has led me through the fire. Let's act like we're the children of the day. Yes, sir. We ain't got to walk around in darkness. No, we don't. I understand that this world, they throws a lot at us. And I'm going to tell you what. We all are in different places than what we were at this time last year. What a difference a year makes. I thought about that.
Oh, some are down there at Stoner's, huh? I know I was going to request prayer for, huh? Oh, but I thought about it last night, huh? Oh, we had that little trunk or treat over there, huh? Had a member of the church's house, huh? And I saw her, huh? And she just got diagnosed with breast cancer, huh? A couple days ago, huh? Oh, y'all pray for her when you pray, huh? Oh, but I thought about it when that come out, huh? And my wife told me, huh? I thought about, oh, what a difference a year makes, huh? This morning he don't. I'm gonna tell you what. We got enough up here with the Christians in this world. I heard somebody preach the other day, talking about how they wish that we had Christians of old today that acted Christ-like. Now everybody's a Christian nowadays when you talk to them. There is, this morning I don't know, to be honest with you, I really don't know what all who this is intended for, but I ain't gonna worry about it none bit this morning. No, I ain't. This morning I love to be able to preach, and when the Lord gives me something, I'm not selfish by no means, Brother Randy, but when I get to where I'm at right now, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'd prefer to preach over anybody else this morning, because I enjoy doing what the Lord gave me. Yes, I do. This morning, let me see this thing. Let me just read this right here, if I can, for just a minute. It says, "For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted." This morning it says, "But the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away." This morning you may say, well, what's that got to do with living in a shadowless day? Well, I'm going to tell you what. I read to you, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And that's the truth. That's the scripture. And I can back it up. This morning, yes, I can. But I'm going to tell you what. Hey, whether you got things in your life that you're too afraid to let go of, whether it be friends, whether it be girlfriends, whether it be this or that, I don't know. But whatever it is, get it out of your life. This morning, I don't know today, but that definition where it says a dark area where the light cannot pass through. I'm going to tell you what, today I was once lost. I was. And I was in that dark area. The light wasn't coming through. But guess what? The Lord telling me there on Harmony Grove, and I know you've heard my testimony. Wrote down to that song, it says, if you see anybody, I've said it before, I can't help it, but if you see anybody, let you to know me. Tell them I'm doing fine. Are you doing fine this morning? Or you got some things in your life you need to get straightened out? I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to bring the service down. This morning, but I just want us all to rejoice. This morning, not just a few of us. I want us all to rejoice. Because when we can all rejoice, we can take it beyond the walls of the church, and we can let the world know that we are the children of the greatest. Yeah, we can. This morning, yes, we can. This morning, I realize there's a lot of things that go on that we have no control over. But I'm going to tell you what. David said it. She said, I hate to know I was making it difficult on myself. Can I tell you this right here? Born again believer, I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to the lost. We make it hard on ourselves to serve the Lord. Yes, we do. Things begin to get hectic. The world has gone faster than it's ever known. We feel like we make this excuse and that excuse. Not to come to the house of God. Not to open the Bible. And read it this morning. And you put things inside your life that's casting shadows around it. And you're trying to stay within the shadows. This morning, but if you get down on your knees, ask the Lord to clean you out. I promise you, you'd feel a whole lot better, and the light could shine through you. I don't know. This morning, I don't know. I may just be preaching this thing to me. This morning, seems like y'all had some pretty good services over the past week. So I don't know. This morning, I don't know what you need. I don't know why I have to preach this. But I'm going to tell you what, today, it do us all good to realize that the Lord is the life force, and there ain't nothing else but Him. This morning, yes, sir. I'm going to tell you what, if you come in here and you try to flip the light on and they won't come on, you try to go find the problem. You search it out till it come on. Trust me, I know. This morning, why don't we do that with our lives with the Lord? Today we try to flip the light on from the Lord, and it seems like it's a dim. We got so many shadows casting around us, it's barely even shining through. This morning, and we'll just continue our life. Continue on. This morning, but if we just stop, go find the problem. Get to the source of it. This morning, we have light again.
Amen. I know. I told you, I realize that people this evening, they may not have this, they may not agree, but that'll be all right too this morning, because I'm going to tell you what, you can go on down in this 10th chapter and even back up into the 9th chapter, and you can see that we're living in a shadowless day. We are. This morning it says in the 37th verse, it says, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. This morning, no, he won't. This morning, no, he. This morning, when he comes into your life, this morning he makes a change right then. Yes, he does. He does not carry around. This morning he does not wait around to change your life. But he changes it in the moment. This morning, there ain't. You take your last breath on this side, you're either born again or you're lost. You're either in heaven or you're in the lake of fire. You ain't gonna have another opportunity. I don't know this morning. This thing's bigger than I am. It is. This morning, it is. This morning, I don't recognize. This morning, we all may see this thing right. I'm not going to disagree. This morning, but I
I'm going to tell you what. This morning, I didn't wait around when I got born again. I'm going to say this. When I finally gave my life to the Lord and stopped wallowing all over the altar, and I really meant to get down to business, the Lord changed me, Randy. This morning, and guess what? This morning, and He has been my dearest friend ever since. I put some things in my life. I put some things in my way that's robbed the joy of serving the Lord. Today I am thankful this morning that I am living in a shadowless day this evening. But I'm going to tell you why this evening. I'm going to tell you how I know. This is how I know that I'm living. And it's in the ninth verse of the 10th chapter. You know it very well. It said, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first that he may establish the second. This morning, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That old man that I was, he got away with it. This morning, he established the man. He established my going. And guess what? Today, I'm not waiting to get established. I'm not worried. Established on the firm foundation of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
And the shadows are gone. He's off. The shadows are gone today. If there's any shadows that come, it's because I put them there. But the shadows that were once there are now gone. And I'm living in the day of grace today.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to enjoy it.
Amen.
Yeah, I am.
Blessed Lord.
I believe it was Crafton that said it over at Association. I believe he said something along the lines of, let me enjoy heaven now. You can enjoy when you want to. That's the way I feel. This morning, yes, sir. I'm going to enjoy heaven now. Yes, I am. This ain't the best it ever gets. No, I ain't. I'm not telling you that. Don't take and run with it. But I'm telling you this is all heaven is. This ain't all heaven is. This morning, I can enjoy. I don't know this morning. I don't. This evening, I appreciate it. I do. I appreciate the Lord this morning. There's so much. If you've never read the book of Hebrews, you might ought to go read it. You might find out that you are living in the light this morning. You ain't got to live in the shadows. Don't take me wrong when I say this. Please don't. But I'm going to tell you what. If I would have went off what Grandma and Grandpa believed, Randy, I'd probably still feel like I'm living in the shadows this morning. But guess what? The Lord gave me the knowledge and the understanding how to read His Word this morning. Yes, He did. So guess what? I begin to read His Word. And I know what He shows me. And I know what He lets me feel this morning. And I am thankful that I am the children of the day this morning.
People will say, well, I don't know where this is coming from. You just have to bear with me. I feel like I'm probably about done here in just a minute. I'll bring my remarks to a close. But people a lot of times want to blame this one or that one for the way they feel.
Yeah.
Want to blame this one or that one for what they did or the way they've done this morning. And that's just the truth. I've seen it. I've grown up in the church house. I ain't shy from it. I know. I've got ears. I've got eyes. And I've heard and seen things yet. Yes, I have. They want to blame everything.
Yeah, we would.
Amen.
It says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart. Let me stop right there. Today, you think you're going to get close to God with the way you're living? A life full of sin, you sadly mistaken. Let's keep reading. It says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from any evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. This evening, I'm thankful this morning for what I got. This morning I am. But I'm going to tell you what, today it's time we get some true hearts about us this morning and enter in with boldness to the throne room of God today on each other's behalf. Today, yes, sir. And I'm not saying this, and don't get me wrong. I know doctors are well and good. Doctors are good, and they got their place. But sometimes what we're feeling is just a little distance from the Lord. Today, yes, sir. We go to the doctor, go to the doctor, go to the doctor all along. We know it's because we ain't living right, and we ain't where we need to be with the Lord today. So if that's you this morning, get some things out of your life and start living as children of the day.
This morning, I don't know if you got anything out of it or not this morning, but I sure enjoyed trying to preach to you this morning. I did this evening. I really did this evening. I'm thankful for what I got this evening. I believe He said in one spot, "Ye are a city set up on a hill that cannot be hid." I may not have got it all right this morning, but you know what I mean. This morning, but ye, you are me. Where is the city? This morning, I ain't got time for that. This morning, but you want to know? You just get in the Word of God. You'll find out. It's closer than you realize. I do. I didn't come this way to get on nobody. Just encourage me.
Yeah.
It done me good. We got out of the car. Brother Randy was preaching. I could hear him. We're just parked right there. My wife said, "Well, Randy's already preaching." I thought, "Well, that's good." I sat down in the back and enjoyed it through the song service. I appreciate you minding the Lord.
Yes.
Y'all could have kept going this morning. Y'all could have. I appreciate each song today. Just went right along with one another. It did. Talked about the joy this morning. The song, the first song they sung was joy.
Yep.
We've seen that a lot around songs.
Yep.
Every time we sing it, I think about Brother Dillard standing up.
Yep.
Giving his testimony how long he's been saved.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what he gave me? He gave me assurance.
Sure.
He gave me a hope to continue on.
Amen.
Yeah. He stood up, I believe it was 70-some years.
Yeah.
Last time he stood up before he got sick. He stood up, it was 70-some years, and I thought, I've lived till I'm 70-something. I got saved today. I'd be 78, I'd be 70. It's blinking, it's here.
Yeah.
Lord, bless you live that long.
But I'm going to tell you what, friend, as Brother Randy done said when he was testifying earlier while they were shaking, he said, just share it. This morning, yes, sir. We need you to share what you got this morning. Yes, we do. This morning, I'll hush. But it said that song, Joy. And then the very next song, was all what it said. This morning, you can't have joy without getting it. For my sins. What a Savior is mine. This morning I'm thankful I can claim Him as my Savior.
Amen. Amen. I love you today. I do. I hope something I said. Not something I said, but something that the Lord said through me. Be a help to you. Well, I'm going to tell you what, in the day and age in which we live, more and more do we need one another.
Amen.
I say it a lot. I don't know why the Lord has me say it, but I do. But I guess I realize how important it is because I have children, young children. How important it is how we need one another.
Amen.
We were talking over there at the church a couple of weeks ago, and talking to some of our younger ones out of our youth group. And I told one of them, I said, I want you to look around and see what we would have if everybody 40 and older stopped coming. We wouldn't have much. Not around home, we wouldn't. We're going to have enough to keep going, Brother Jeff. But it just lets me know we've got to keep going.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why it takes us all, Brother Randy. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you what I like to hear. I've been in churches where I don't hear any young ones. And I often think, and I'm just flesh. I'm just telling you. This morning, I often wonder how long they're going to be before they got to shut their doors. This morning, I did. This morning, how long is it going to be? I know the Lord can provide. Don't get me wrong. I take things for granted. Yes, I do. We got a good church family. We got a good church. But guess what? Slowly but surely, this one starts passing away. That one starts passing away. Guess what? I start realizing that soon, I'm going to have to take the position that they were in. This morning, and it scares me, and it terrifies me, this morning, but the Lord didn't ask me to be Jeff. He didn't ask me. I can't play the piano like Susan. I can't carry a tune in the bucket this morning, but the Lord called me to preach, and He called me to be Abram, and that's what I'm going to try to be.
Bless your heart.
I've never seen to a day where everybody tries to be like the preacher man.
Yeah.
I can't
help it, Lord. Just keep bringing it.
They get called after this, I don't know.